the benefits of studying abroad from global perspective. And thank you very much for the previous speakers to cover the teaching and research and extension in an international perspective. And I'd like to focus on studying abroad program through this presentation. And my another presenter, co-presenter, is Meng Menggu, Dr. Meng Menggu from Texas A&M. So everybody knows that study abroad benefits our students. And then if you go on a website, there are lots of websites that you can pull out the information, what is the benefit of study abroad program. So this is a list of the benefits that I pulled out from PrincetonReview.com, and everybody's aware of this. However, we as a in horticulture major, as a horticulturist, what is the benefit of study abroad program for our students majoring in horticulture? That was my biggest question. And then I was not able to find any information on any of the websites. So, well, I met Dr. Meng Menggu last year at the ASHS meeting, and I knew that she offered a horticulture production in China study abroad program for the last 4 years. And I spoke with her, and then I asked her to let our students from University of Hawaii to join the study abroad program, and she said yes. And then so I was able to take our three students to go on the field trip to China last summer. So this program is partially funded by USDA, NIPA, International Science Education Project, titled the U.S.-China Partnership for Strengthening Research, Education, and Extension in Season Extension Production and Marketing. And the funding, as I mentioned, is from USDA, and there are major participating universities, including Texas A&M, University of Arkansas, and University of Florida, and Mississippi State University. So major objectives of this study abroad program was to increase faculty and students' exposure to horticulture crop production systems and season extension technology and marketing, and also help enhance the students' understanding of global competition in market of horticulture produce, and also to able to identify and distinguish opportunities and technologies that could benefit U.S. horticulture production systems and economics. And also lots of other purposes as I listed here. And as I mentioned, this program was offered for the last 5 years, starting from 2010, and as Dr. Zhang briefly mentioned in his previous talk, and in 2011, 2012, and until 2013. Total participants for the last 4 years were 28 participants from multiple institutions. And this year, in 2014, we had 28 participants from multiple institutions, including our University of Hawaii and Manoa, four people, including myself, and others, two professionals and two people from college. So we had 28 participants. And this is the map that shows the previous horticulture trip in China. As you can see, from Beijing to Kunming, that's what Dr. Zhang covered in his previous talk. And then this year, we visited Beijing, started from Beijing, and Nanjing, Fuzhou, and Xiamen, and flew back to Beijing to visit the tourism destination and came back to the United States. So this was 2 weeks of study abroad program in China in multiple cities. So the component of this study abroad program is basically professional trip and cultural experience. So as you can see from the list of this table, and we visited vegetable and fruit production sites, and also demonstration park, and tea production site, and also the greenhouse production facilities, and many horticultural businesses. And also for the horticultural experience, we visited three different universities, Nanjing, Agriculture University and Fuzhou Agriculture Forestry University and Beijing Forestry University, where our students were actually engaged in discussion with the students of the university and had an open dialogue with them to understand their daily life and what they're, you know, to understand their culture. And also we visited multiple tourism sites, including Fuzhou Panda World and Great Wall and Forbidden City, etc. So this is the picture here shows that some of the professional tour that we took in China, and as you can see, a tissue culture lab, greenhouse facilities of ornamental crops and fruiting trees and lots of interesting things, and including the season extension technology unique in Beijing in China. And also mushroom factory and tea plantation and they have nice field production facility with museums, and actually there is a college where you can experience tea processing the techniques. And also as a part of cultural experience, the discussion with the peers in China, and also we experienced Chinese food for every meal from the morning and lunch and dinner, and every meal takes about 1 hour, at least 1 hour, and it was very hard to resist to not to eat any food when the lots of gorgeous foods are there. And also we experience public transport system whenever we move from one place to another, and also tour and socialization with the people who participate in the study abroad program. So this blog site was created by Dr. Meng Menggu, and to see how many web page views were done on a daily basis. So this blog was created in 2011, and then the statistics was accumulated up to 2014 April. So as you can see, the page views all-time history was close to 30,000. And also the majority of the countries where the most of the clicks were made was United States and all across the country. And all over the world on the earth. So Dr. Meng Menggu thought that this is a great impact, but I could not visualize what kind of impact was made to our students through this study abroad program. So I decided to conduct survey right after the completion of this study abroad program. So before I send out a survey to solicit their feedback, first I ask their knowledge before, including their background information and experience in study abroad program and knowledge about study abroad program and learning motivation and learning outcome. And after the study program, I wanted to understand how the study abroad program helped them to understand their academic area of interest and culture and global learning. So this is a statistic result, and 19 people out of 28 participants respond to our survey. And as you can see, faculty and professionals are really good respondents, and then 41% people answered. And then you can see the undergraduate students also give a pretty good feedback. And most of the participants were majoring in a horticulture, and including ag business and ag economics. So they were, as you can see, they did not have experience in traveling to China. And also, they don't have any experience in study abroad program before participating in this program. And also, but they have some experience in traveling other foreign countries. And knowledge about horticulture process systems in U.S. and season extension technologies and marketing strategy, they have pretty good knowledge about this, probably because I combined all the results from our students and faculty and professionals. If I split the statistics, probably I would see more lower negative answer from our students versus higher the positive answer from our professionals. And also, they are not familiar with horticulture production systems in China and no idea about Chinese culture. So that was their background knowledge about China. And then why they decide to choose participating in this program. And then majority of people said for personal growth and to make academic progress and also learn about other cultures and to improve my career, career prospects. And I was very surprised by this outcome. To what extent were these objectives met? And extremely positive. All of our respondents said it was very well or well met their objectives. So I would like to cite some of the comments that made by our students. I learned things I could never learn from books, videos, or lectures. I believe that the study abroad in China has given me an opportunity to improve my career prospects by applying my learning to the real world on an international scale. I think that is very, that is a key point. And the cultural experience of food, tea, and public transit were wonderful. Meeting and conversing with the students at the university was one of the highlights of the trip. So our students really enjoyed the socialization among the people in the group as well as the socializing with the people they met in China. My perception of China's politics, economics, culture, and people has dramatically changed, and my love for the people of China has been greatly enlarged. That was quite impressive. And I really enjoyed being able to see the difference different geographical areas across China. This was a real strength of the program. And this trip was certainly an opportunity for personal growth for me. And this is a very positive comment from our student. Okay, and also how much they made improvement in understanding academic areas of interest after this trip. Amazingly enough, this trip helped their understanding of general horticultural production systems in China. Also, their knowledge of global season extension technologies and marketing technologies and strategies and academic area of interest. All of these answers were positive answers. And about the culture, as you can see, they were able to understand international issues, Chinese culture and history, and also they begin to realize the humans are different. And also they realized they have their own culture. This was very interesting. And also this trip increased their curiosity about other cultures. So they become more open-minded and have begin to develop global perspective through this abroad program. And also I wanted to understand how much they understand the global learning through how this trip has helped them develop global learning. So before this trip, probably they have not recognized that we are living in a country where lots of other neighboring countries are. So they might have probably focused on our own nation and probably have not noticed that there are other countries out there. So this trip, in fact, helped them to gain scientific knowledge needed to understand the global context of sustainability. So now they begin to develop the perception about globalization and global learning. And also they understand the global context of season extension technology, which means that they were able to compare the season extension technology in the U.S. versus China, and also help them to gain the scientific knowledge needed to understand the global context of marketing, etc. And also, one of the all these listed questions were positively answered. And then the last question was, this trip helped me develop intercultural competencies so that I can move across the boundaries and unfamiliar territory and see the world from multiple perspectives. So I think that now we understand that the why study abroad program is important, how this program can benefit our students. Our students, the area of their perception is tremendously expanded through this type of study abroad program. So what did you find particularly challenging? So as you can imagine, most challenging factor was language barrier. So they were able to understand what's going on through the people, the Chinese people who were actually participating in the study abroad program. And the lack of contents is somewhat related to language barrier. So they could not grasp the full contents of the, you know, their visit. And then they were able to pick up some information through translation here and there, but it was their role to put all the pieces of puzzle together to try to understand what's actually going on. That was a very difficult part of this study abroad program. And also, probably culture is related to this kind of issue, because in the United States, if we go on a field trip, the host explain everything about, for example, their nursery, including history and production, production practices, and so on and so forth. But in China, their culture seems to be a little bit different. So it seems like we have to ask questions first to get to extract the information that we need. So that was very difficult for us. And also some of students answered that being away from home is challenging, also food, because we spend quite amount of time to order food and waiting for food and enjoy the food and all kind of exotic food. Seems like a little bit challenging for some students who is especially has a special diet request. And overall, what was the greatest benefit you gained from your study abroad experience? Of course, knowledge of horticultural production practices in China, and that was our one of the objectives for this study abroad program. And also global exposure and industry connections. Industry connections through the participants of this program, and also the industry connections they newly developed through this program in China. And also conversation with Chinese students, which was very surprising to me. And then the students were mingled with Chinese students in these universities, and they were just discuss about, they just have a chat about their daily life. What do you do when you have spare time, and what do you eat, and you know, how do you enjoy your leisure time, and etc. And it seems like our students really enjoy this kind of casual talk, which was interesting, and also meeting a lot of wonderful people through this program. So conclusions, of course, there are benefits of study or program that you can easily pull out from the website, but the horticulture study abroad program, now we can add these items. The benefits of horticulture study abroad program is to enhance academic area of interest and also understand culture and to develop, help develop global perspective. And that's all about it. And then just to, for some of you who are interested in the actual cost involved in this study abroad program, with the support of USCEA International Science Education Scholarship, individual students from University of Hawaii paid about $2,700. And also our students participated. Participants from our university, they gave us a department seminar, and the seminar announcement was sent out through the college. And then, so these are the blog sites. This is a blog site was created by our students. So as you can see, students really enjoy this study abroad program, and you can see, you know, what they observe and what they think through their blog site. it was very interesting finding. And also another students also posted lots of photos and information regarding professional tour as well as their cultural experience. So if you are interested, please go to this website and find out the information about the study tour. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd like to take. So,
I shared with you the challenge about the food. My first trip was really surprising that some of the, for example, the types of meat they offer is quite different than what we have here. And I found that it took me about 2 or 3 days to know how politely ask what I can and what I can't eat. And after that, life was easier. But I think that, talking about yourself, that who is familiar with both cultures would be very helpful in these kind of trips. You know, for both the students and the person that they are hosting for both sides.
That's right, yeah. Thank you very much for your comments. And
I had a question. When you are formulating a company, when you are formulating a survey question, it's interesting. During the same time when you are in China, I was also in China for almost 2 weeks, the same duration, in May too. So I'm just wondering, from the formulation of the survey questions you made, do you think from the trip the people are able to answer accurately the questions you presented to them from the trip alone? Because the questions were ranging from marketing to cultural to a lot of stuff. Do you think it was, are you comfortable with the answers they gave just from the trip?
Yeah, thank you very much for asking me the question. So, the question is whether we were able to get all the information through the questions that we asked them, right? In fact, it was, as I mentioned during my talk, it was a challenge to understand what exactly they are trying to deliver to us because of the language barrier. So we have to heavily rely on the Chinese speakers to get the necessary information. And we don't have any language barrier, we can extract information directly. But however, when we have to have one more step to deliver the message, sometimes the important information can be filtered out, and then we may not get the exact information that we really need. So that was very difficult part of this study abroad program. And to enhance this type of program in the future, we may need really a good English speaker translator to deliver the information better. Yes?
For the study abroad in China, do you need to hire a professional tour guide from China as part of the arrangements?
That's a very good question. In fact, that's what we are hoping for the next study abroad program, if we decide to, or if we can offer this type of tour again in the future. So, for example, one of our one of the comments that was made by our students was they visited many sites, but the contents were missing, and also that they visited tourism sites, but there was no professionals to explain the background and culture and history, things like that, to give us more information about the certain. That's right. So maybe that's something that we can make an improvement in the future.
Let me add a little bit. I do bring students plenty about Seoul to China, even in the Chinese, can speak foreign Chinese culture stuff. We still have a profession. So we do have professional guide with us all the time. So every year we highly recommend it.
I just wanted to see, if you have undergraduate students and graduate students, and to earn the credit, one credit
right.
What do you require for them to earn?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So the basic requirements were different for undergraduate and graduate students. For undergraduate students, the department seminar was one of the requirements, and also creating a blog site, daily blog site, and also participants during the field trip, active involvement during the field trip. And for the graduate students, the requirement was same as undergraduate students, but I asked to turn in the term paper, and I asked specific questions. And for example, what kind of aspects can enhance the U.S. The horticulture production system and economy and through and describe about what you learned through this study abroad and things like that. So our students answered my questions and turned in the term paper with the contents that I requested. Okay, and if there is any other question, I think my time is out already. So if you have any questions, just to stay around, and then I would be happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.